From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama vows a relentless fight against the Islamic State. Speaking at U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon Monday, the president said he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the IS group, insisting the Sunni terrorist organization is losing both ground and leaders.
Every day, we destroy, as well, more of ISIL's forces. Their fighting positions, bunkers and staging areas, their heavy weapons, bomb-making factories, compounds, and training camps. In many places, ISIL's lost its freedom of maneuver because they know if they mask their forces, we will wipe them out. In fact, since this summer, ISIL has not had a single successful major offensive operation on the ground in either Syria or Iraq.
The president announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces continue training and equipping Iraqi forces and some of the opposition fighters in Syria battling IS militants. 28 senior military and police officials in Burundi are on trial for their alleged involvement in a failed coup attempt to oust President Pierre Nkurunziza. The country's been in turmoil since April when he announced he would seek a third term. Meanwhile, Burundi's accusing Rwanda of supporting rebel recruitment of Burundian refugees, prompting an expression of concern from U.S. Great Lakes diplomat Thomas Perriello, who calls such camps sacrosanct.
That any form of recruitment in those camps is an absolute violation of international laws and norms, and that anything that's being done right now to escalate violence instead of de-escalate and push people to the peace table will have consequences.
The charity Refugees International says non-state armed groups have been trained in camps and sent back to Burundi through Democratic Republic of the Congo. This is VOA News. U.S.